I get to tell you a story today of faith. It's a story of humble people following an extraordinary God. It has way less to do about the people and way more to do about God. He has been and continues to be faithful in everything. He is faithful in saving. He is faithful in calling. He is faithful in equipping. He is faithful in fulfilling whatever it is he wants to do. I've been serving as a pastor here at ACC since January 1, 2019. There were a lot of things that attracted me to this church. I was moved by your desire to seek after Jesus. Many of you spend regular time in God's word and in prayer, seeking the Lord, seeking to have lives that reflect his life. You serve, you give regularly, you worship purposefully. You want your children to grow up knowing Jesus. You want to model a disciple's heart to them and encourage them in your faith walk with God. You invest in your kids right from birth to adulthood. You want there to be strong, godly influences in their lives. You care about the marginalized and the poor, those down on their luck. You want to be a church known for its extravagant generosity. You have funneled a lot of money through missions and through Mercy Connect to help people who are in need. You make meals. You help move. You offer a listening ear. You want to reach out to those who are far away from Jesus. You want to grow in your courage. You want to be a greater blessing to your neighbors, your teammates, your coworkers, and your friends. In the last 3 years, I've seen many new people come to ACC. Some of you are disciples of Jesus yourself. You love God and you're looking forward to serving him in this new location. Some of you are not sure where you stand with God. You're on a journey that's still in its beginning stages. You're still kind of checking things out, maybe kicking the tires of what it means to have faith in Christ. And some of you are returning to a close relationship to Jesus. Man, for the last bunch of years, you've wandered away. And now you're feeling that. You're hearing that call of God, that invitation to come back to him. And you're responding. All are welcome here. Sinners are welcome here. The broken are welcome here. The curious are welcome here. Skeptics are welcome here. Now, all of this has been true since ACC started in 1993, before there were cell phones, when the World Wide Web was just in its infancy stage. Almost 30 years ago, a few people met in a basement here in Sylvan Lake and to start the Alliance Community Church. Jesus was their foundation and their focus. The church grew and began to meet in the community center. While there, they continued with Jesus as their foundation, allowing the Lord to build his church. They prayed, they listened, they gave, and they devoted themselves to God's word. And guess what? The church grew. Because of that growth, they reached a crossroads. They couldn't stay where they were. There just wasn't enough room. They asked God, and he led them to purchase the BHL Lumber Yard in 1996. They renovated that building to create a 150-person sanctuary, as well as a small foyer and nursery. While there, they continued as they had before, seeking God, putting Jesus first, trusting him with everything, and they continued to grow. In 2000, they began to pray about what God would have them do next. By 2002, they had reached a critical decision. It was time to raise money and build the building we are in today. It took sacrifice. It took faith. It took determination. But the Lord was building the house, and the workers were not laboring in vain. Because of their sacrifice and vision and commitment, we are here today in this facility. We worship here every Sunday. Small groups meet here during the week. Over 70 youth gather here on Wednesday nights. We transitioned our grades 3 to 6, and they meet here on Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons in a couple clubs. Seniors meet here for fellowship and connection. Men's groups and women's groups meet here regularly during the week. We pray here. We worship here. We grow up in Jesus here. We reach out to the poor here. God has blessed us with his presence, and where the river of the Spirit flows, there's life. Jesus said he was going to build his church, and the gates of hell would not overpower it. John 1 says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus has been building us into a community of faith, and he will continue to do it. Philippians 1 says, he who began the good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. Now, even before I came here in 2019, there was talk of needing a new building. We were running out of space in this current facility, just like 1996 and 2002. This was not felt by just a fraction of the people, and rather most people felt the crunch of the space. There had been research done on a place where we could build. Over 20 parcels of land were considered. Now, we had determined we needed about 8 to 10 acres of land to build a facility that would serve ACC and Sylvan Lake for the next 20 plus years. The price for developed land was $500,000 to $600,000 an acre, which meant we would need to raise $4 to $6 million just to purchase land. Despite that mountainous hurdle, there was still a sense that this was the direction we needed to go. And then God opened a door. Through a generous family, we could purchase 73 acres of undeveloped land for $1.3 million. $1.5 million. What an opportunity. Again, as it happened so many times in the last 29 years, we went to Jesus in prayer. This was his church, not ours. And we wanted to know his heart for ACC. The elders and I had a unanimous agreement that purchasing the land was the right thing to do. I can still remember that moment at the camp where we prayed at our retreat in 2019 in April. We were going back and forth on things. We're sharing our opinions and our thoughts and pros and cons. And finally we realized, you know, we need to just go and listen to Jesus in prayer. And so that's what we did. We quieted our hearts and we listened to Jesus, all of us. When we were done, we had an overwhelming sense that we needed to move in the direction of purchasing these 73 acres. But what were we going to do with 73 acres? We surely didn't need all of it. Well, as we listened and prayed, God began to impress on our hearts that we could use this land to bless the town of Sylvan Lake. Blessing the town has always been a cause that Jesus has brought us back to. We're not just here to take care of ourselves. We're here to be a blessing to others. This has always been God's way. When God first connected with a man called Abraham thousands of years ago, he blessed Abraham. But he didn't just bless Abraham so that Abraham could live in blessing. He blessed Abraham so that Abraham could be a blessing to the whole world. And this still stands today. God has blessed us in order for us to be able to bless others. So how does 73 acres of land bless the town of Sylvan Lake? Well, there are some specific needs that Sylvan Lake has. There's a great need for more affordable housing. There's a great need for seniors' housing. There's a great need for youth who are homeless. And not every land developer wants to do this, wants to invest in this kind of these kinds of initiatives. You don't make top dollar by caring for the poor and needy. Not many want that kind of development near them. But this is the heart of Jesus. He came for the poor and the sick and the needy. And as his disciples, we must follow him. Now, we could use this land to sell it to the highest bidder. I mean, after all, the location is great, right beside the Gulls, the new Gulls Stadium and the athletic park. They're just right next door. The development of the property on the west side of town, and with, you know, the new focus on making 60th Street sort of a main entrance into Sylvan Lake, we could surround ourselves with the rich and the affluent. But that is not the call we are hearing from our master. We want to bless our town by saying affordable housing, caring for those who are weak and needy, they are welcome on our land. That was our vision in 2019, a true gift from God. In 2020, we began to raise the money to purchase the land. Like I say, we needed $1.5 million. We prayed about it. We discussed it together. We voted on it, all of us as a community of believers. And we felt an overwhelming positive response to move forward with the campaign. We called it Room to Grow. The obvious meaning behind Room to Grow was that we were going to outgrow our current facility because we needed a bigger one. But there were other less obvious, but I would argue, more important ways that we needed, had room to grow. First, there was room to grow in our faith. The Bible tells us that it is impossible to please God without faith. And when Paul talks to the church in Thessalonica, he says, I see you growing in your faith. So it's possible to grow in faith. And that's what I want to be said about us, that we are growing in our faith. You know, when we do something like this, when we move forward on an adventure like this, it's going to take enormous amounts of faith. We're going to have to trust Jesus with our finances, our plans, our dreams, our time. We're going to have to trust him that even though we start something like this and then a world pandemic hits, that God is still in control. We're going to have to trust Jesus with finding a developer as well as with all the resources that we're going to need. And there's going to be a ton of trust involved, and that will strengthen our faith. It always does. When we have to trust Jesus, it strengthens our faith. And we have room to grow in this area. I believe that God is going to use this land to help us. There was also room to grow in our sacrifice. See, no one is going to help us raise money for this land. This is on us. We'll get no funds from the government. We'll get no funds from the town. That's not how churches work. Everything we have, everything we are, is through the generous donations of people like you and me. It's as we allow the generous heart of Jesus to flow through us that we see dreams become realities. Now, I need to grow in my sacrifice. I still hang on to money too much. It's still more important to me than it should be. The Bible tells us that we came into this world naked, without a penny, and we're going to leave the same way. We'll take nothing that we can carry in our hands when we leave this earth. And Paul encourages Timothy to talk to those who have money. He says, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything we need for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. This is why we are entrusted with money, to do good and to share. I want all of us to grow in this area. We live in a culture that worships money. And I want us to be set free from that worldly way of looking at things. There is also room to grow in our influence. See, we're part of this town for a reason. God has placed us here to work towards the betterment of Sylvan Lake. We aren't interested in just caring for ourselves. We want to care for our town. We want to be influencers. Now, when I say the word influencers, many people think of, oh, you mean TikTok. TikTok influencers. My daughter Emily posted a video on TikTok that got over almost 5 million views. That's pretty impressive. She posted another one that included me in it that didn't get quite as many views. Check this video out now. Whatever you do in slow motion, pick it up now, Millie. Rock, pick it up now, Millie. Rock, pick it up now, Kodak. Black, pick it up now, Kodak. Black, pick it up now, them folks, pick it up now, them folks, pick it up now, Smyrna. Well, do you like that? We hire out to do parties and bar mitzvahs and graduations and whatever. You can hire us. Anyway, being an influencer nowadays means affecting the populace so that it most often benefits the influencer. All right? There are tons of social media influencers that shape everything from the best toys to buy to the greatest bands in the world. We, however, want to be influencers so that the kingdom of God advances and so that Jesus is held in high esteem. See, we can be easily forgotten as long as Jesus is remembered. We will do this through each one of us praying for our neighbors and thinking about how we can reach out to them to make their load a little lighter. We will do this by volunteering and getting involved in our community to help make it better, to make it all that it was meant to be. And we will do this through the parcel of land that God has so generously given us. We want to be influencers for good, and we have room to grow in that area. Last, there is room to grow in our capacity. Growth is in the heart of Jesus. He wasn't content just to hang out with his 12 disciples, just spending all the time with them. His eyes were always looking outward to see who he could reach out to with the love of and the new kingdom that was coming. He wanted all of them to know the Father. He wanted that none should perish, but that all would come to repentance. That's still true in his heart today. When he looks at Sylvan Lake, he sees 16,000 people with whom he wants a personal relationship. He sees those who have never known a single day without guilt and shame. He sees those who struggle with anxiety, never experiencing peace in their heart. He sees those whose lives are broken, who are considering ending it all, who have no hope for the future. And he loves them like crazy. He wants them to know the eternal life that he died to purchase for them. He wants each and every one in our town to know about his unending love for them. And he invites us to be a part of that great mission. And as we are a part of that, as we share the love of Jesus, people's lives will be changed and they'll want to gather with us. When that happens, we're going to need more room. We're going to need more capacity. Of course, we won't be moving into that building anytime soon. There's still a lot of work to do. In the meantime, though, we're going to continue to grow within this excellent facility that God has provided us. We won't wait to grow until we get a new building. We will grow today. Growth will be on our agenda today, like it always has been, like it always will be. The kingdom of God is advancing. There are people who will become part of the family of God and part of our community in the coming years because we reached out with the love of God to share the hope we have in Jesus. So hopefully that all makes sense to you. It's why we jumped in last May to do our part in investing in Room to Grow. There's been one major shift, though, as we've walked along this road. It came about because of COVID. And in that way, I think COVID was another way that COVID was a gift to us. See, our in-person attendance these days is about 70% of what it was before COVID. Because of that, the pressure has eased off a little on needing space. However, it still is surprising how much space pressure we still feel. Just try and book an event around here on some weeknight. It's tight. But now this is where the big shift comes in. You see, initially, we wanted to buy the land so that we could build a building and then eventually sell off the rest of the land to be a blessing to Sylvan Lake. Now, because of COVID, because of the changes that have happened, we want to, and because of what God's done in our hearts, we want to buy the land so that we can bless Sylvan Lake. And then someday, if we need to, we'll build a building. I believe Jesus used COVID to adjust our attention correctly. We are starting a relationship with a developer who is like-minded to us. He loves the Lord. In fact, he was a pastor at one time. He loves this area. He grew up in Rocky Mountain House. He hears our vision and wants to help us see it become a reality. We're also meeting with a doctoral student who's writing his thesis on how churches can participate in sustainable housing for the poor and the needy. So this is awesome. That'll be happening just this next week. Of course, all this costs money. And you're probably waiting for me to say this, so let's get to it now. As I said, it was 1 year ago that we fully committed to purchasing the land. The total cost of the land was $1.5 million. That was the cost of the land, and we thought there might be other costs that may come on top of that. As of March 31st this year, we received cash donations of $1.1 million. Many people committed to a three-year pledge. Let me just say thank you for your generous giving. Some, like Jennifer and I, pledge every month. Others pay it yearly or semi-annually. We have 2 years left to pay off the loan that we received from our district office. Of the $1.1 million that have come in, we've reserved $300,000 in the bank for costs that may arise from any work that may need to be done on the land to get it ready. Consequently, we have $770,000 left to pay on the loan. The plan is, by God's grace, to have that loan paid off in 2 years. We're going to meet again in a year. That'll be our second anniversary. And then 2 years from today, or around that. We're going to meet again and hopefully celebrate having paid off that loan. Now, pledges, they're not binding, of course. For some of you, your financial situation changed a lot during this year. Changed for the worse because of difficulties. And your pledge has just become too unrealistic to maintain. That is to be expected. No one is holding anybody's feet to the fire on this. The Bible says no one should give under compulsion. No one should ever be forced to give. Rather, God loves a cheerful giver. Only give if you can give cheerfully. For others, your financial situations change for the better. You've made more in the last year than you thought you were, and you're feeling inspired by God to give more toward this Room to Grow campaign. And for others, you have never even heard of Room to Grow. You're like, what's Room to Grow? You started coming to ACC, and you want to invest in the future of what God is doing in and through the church. I would like to invite you to participate with us. We still have 2 years to give towards the land, and you can be an important part of this venture. Now, I don't have any kind of dollar amount in mind for you to give. That's between you and the Lord. I would just ask you pray and ask God what he would like you to give towards the land. And kids, man, you can be just as much a part of this as your parents. A kid may say, I want to give like $10, $10 a month, you know, mowing lawns or my allowance or whatever. I'd like to give $10 a month toward this. You know, that would turn into $240 in the next 2 years, and that's incredible. Or maybe kids, you're playing in a ball tournament at the athletic park. That'd be a great opportunity to pray. Pray as your parents are driving you down the road. You look right to your left, see the land there, and say, oh, that's where the church is going to be. I just want to pray for the church. Or maybe you're sitting on the bench waiting for your turn to get the bat. Just pray for the land that God would use it and bless it. Your prayers could be a part of ensuring the success of ACC. Now, you can see there's an updated campaign booklet and a pledge card on our website. And so you can find that there. If you haven't been a part of the campaign and would like to, then I would urge you to participate. Seek God on how he wants you to be part of the Room to Grow campaign. You can drop off those pledges anytime in the next couple of weeks as God moves in you. Now, I've asked several church members who have been given to Room to Grow for the last year. I just asked them, why? Why are you doing that? And they're people just like you. And here's what they said.
The reason I'm excited to be involved in Room to Grow is because I really believe that any gift or any ability I have to make a dollar is just a gift from the hand of God and has nothing to do with me. It's an honor to get to manage some of God's money, and it's exciting to be a part of the body, glorifying God with our gifts and helping the widow and the orphan.
Yeah, and I really appreciate and admire how ACC wants to impact the community, and it's a huge honor to be a part of that. I think we can do so much more as a body than we can as individuals, and I'm really excited to see what God does with this project.
Obviously, you have to buy the land first to be able to do something, so it's very important that we all, the ones that can afford to, can donate to this cause, because I do believe that we need to be doing outreach in the community and be the hands and feet of Jesus. And he chose the poor and the needy. That was his heart, and I want to be his heart too.
Well, Pam and I, we grew up in the Alliance Church in Sylvan Lake. We've seen almost every stage that the church has been through, other than the home church that it started in. It, unfortunately, but fortunately, it's getting a little bit small, and growth is healthy. If we're not growing, we're dying. I've heard that saying before. And I think it's time that God's leading us to move on to something different, and not just a building, but other opportunities to reach our community.
My scripture reading this morning was from Psalm 50, so I'm just going to read it. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the insects in the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you. For the world is mine and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High. And call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and will call, and you will honor me. Those who sacrifice thank offerings honor me. And to the blameless, I will show my salvation. So, does God need my money? No. He doesn't need my talents. He actually doesn't need me at all. But he invites us to be a part of what he's doing. So that's exciting for us. He will accomplish his purposes regardless of what we do. But we are so happy to be a part of it. I don't know. I'm not a theologian, but I would challenge you to try to outgive God. This is where I've been challenged to give. Like I say, it's a faith thing. It's a heart thing for us. And so we're excited to be a part of what God is doing. And we want to see his kingdom grow, and we want to see exciting things happen in our community. So that's why we're giving.
We're also excited to see what God is going to do in people's lives here. We've seen it many times where people do give sacrificially and they're searching God and seeking God, and the wonderful things that have been brought to fruition in their own lives through that it's amazing and it's exciting, and we're looking forward to that. And it's not just about a building here. This campaign is about the land as well, that we can do other things for the community that aren't necessarily financially beneficial for other developers, but we do have that opportunity to provide a service and amenities that our community needs, and it's exciting to think that we can see that happen. And yeah, we're just really looking forward to it and trusting God that we're in the right direction and on the right path. And we just encourage you guys to all give too.
You know, we have a unique opportunity to do something in Sylvan Lake. We, as children of God, can come alongside our town and help those who are in need, both spiritually and economically. Last summer, I spent some time walking out on the land. And while I was there, I felt that I received an impression from the Lord. See, that land has been used as farmland for many years. It has produced many crops in its fertile history. As I stood out there, I felt like Jesus said to me that this land is going to continue to produce fruit. Only now it was going to be spiritual fruit, the spiritual fruit of changed lives. Many will come to know Jesus and grow to be like him on the very plot of land those farmers have tilled. I want to invite you to be a part of God's work here at ACC. I want you to consider praying for this venture. We want to keep hearing from God on this. Honestly, I don't want to move one step in any direction where we don't feel God is leading us. We want to keep in step with the Spirit. I also want you to consider serving. As we grow, there's going to be more and more opportunities to serve. And we need everyone to step up and to get involved. There's great joy in serving, as well as fantastic community. Please consider where God might ask you to join in. And I want to ask you to consider giving. As I said, no one else is going to help us do this. We don't have a backup plan. It's us or nothing. And this is the dream that God gave us. And with that dream comes responsibility. But with the responsibility also comes the pride of ownership and the joy of partnership. Jesus is on the move, and he has great plans for Sylvan Lake. May we keep close to him, enjoying what he enjoys, and seeing the future that he sees. I want us to close our time together with some listening prayer. Hear what Jesus might be saying to us. That's all we can do, really. It's all we have, is Jesus' voice in our lives. And everything we do, every step that we take because Jesus wants to lead us and guide us. Wouldn't it be great to hear from him every day? Well, we're going to take some time now and listen. So let's do that together. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are here, that you love us, that you're alive. I thank you that you have dreams and visions for this town, hopes and expectations, longings for this town. And you want us to be a part of that. And so, Lord Jesus, even now as we listen, if there's anything you want to say to us, anything you want to highlight in our hearts or draw us to you, Lord, we're listening. What is Jesus saying to you today about areas where there is room to grow in your life? Maybe Jesus is bringing someone to your mind, someone who you love and care for, who is far from him. And what is he saying to you about that person? What role does Jesus want you to play in the Room to Grow campaign? What is he asking you to give? I thank you, Lord, for how generous you have been to us. I thank you for the story of ACC, for your continued guiding presence over the last 29 years. We are humbled and grateful. We're grateful for where you're taking us, for where we're going next. We want to keep in step with you, so keep our ears attuned to you, our hearts submitted to you, our wills obedient to you. That we would do what we see you doing. We would go where you already are working. Lord, keep us from getting sidetracked with things we shouldn't be sidetracked with. Keep our focus on you, fixing our eyes on you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.